It is now time for
the What You Talking About Willis Show.
What you talking about?
What you talking about? What you talking about,
Willis? With your host, Ryan Wacky Willis. Idiot. Right here on Call It Primetime Radio.
Oh yeah, rock or bust, I prefer to rock. Hello, wacky listener. My name is Ryan Wacky Willis, and this is the very famous and popular What You Talking About Willis Show on College Primetime Radio. Yes.
Oh my gosh. I seriously cannot thank you enough for joining me for another week as I, Ryan Wacky Willis, talks the wackiness that is college sports. Did you miss me? It's been about a week since I've spoken with you. What's that? No comment. Okay, that was a little awkward. But considering that you are back and you are listening to me again, I would like to think that you kind of like me.
You kidding me?
Or am I assuming too much? Yeah, I probably am. Okay, you know, enough of the nonsense. Just thank you so much for joining me yet again. I would like to remind you, like I do to start off every one of my shows, I want you to follow us. Yes.
Yeah.
And when I say us, I mean College Primetime Radio. And there's a couple different ways to do that. If you are on Twitter, if you are a big Twitter guy or gal, look us up at C Primetime Radio. Again, that's at C Primetime Radio.
What you talking about, Willis?
On Facebook, you can find us if you type in facebook.com/collegeprimetimeradio. Again, that's facebook.com/collegeprimetimeradio. Click the like button. Like our post, comment, get interactive. We would certainly appreciate it. Now, if you would like to follow me personally, and I've already thrown this out there every single week, I'm going to throw it out there again. See if it catches on to anybody out there. Ravel. If you would like to follow me personally, you can also follow me on Twitter at WackyWillis90. That's at WackyWillis90. Or on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRyanWillisShow. Again, facebook.com/TheRyanWillisShow. I know what you're thinking. Am I going to spell out show for you this week? No, absolutely not. All right. So what are we talking about this week? Of course. College lacrosse. Wait a minute. Oh, no. I got the wrong notes out here. Excuse me. Okay, here we go. The NFL draft. Of course, the NFL draft.
Idiot.
We talked about it, the last 3 weeks, I want to say? Close to a month? Oh, my goodness. Yes, we were talking about the NFL draft. It finally happened last week. Round one was on Thursday night. Rounds two and three were on Friday night. And the rest of the rounds four through seven, that took place on Saturday.
Wow.
A three-day extravaganza of the NFL draft. It was exciting. It was also a little boring, I'm not going to lie. Even for a total college and NFL geek like myself, the draft does get a little boring. I can't watch every single second of it, I must admit. However, the first round in particular was pretty exciting, just like always. Was it not? Of course it was. Wait, you did watch the NFL draft, right?
Yeah.
You didn't?
Well, I'm just not sure about that right
now.
Is
that even legal? To not watch the draft? Zingers. Okay, well, that must mean that you have an actual life and you didn't have time to watch it. Okay, I understand that. And that's why I got you covered, because tonight I am going to be recapping the entire draft. I'm going to go through the entire first round, every single selection. We're going to talk about that.
You're kidding me?
I'm going to talk about some of my surprises from the draft, some of my, hey, why did they do that? Picks of the draft. We're just going to be talking all things NFL draft. We're going to be breaking it down, recapping it right here, right now. So get on board right now, because I'm going to start talking about it right now. Oh, you're not ready yet? Okay, I'll give you a couple seconds. I need a Powerade break anyway.
2 months ago, I didn't know what the word dumbbell meant.
Oh, gosh. Can't go wrong with blue Powerade, I'll tell you that much. Rival. All right, let's dive right into this. The first pick of the NFL draft. Remember, I was going back and forth the last couple weeks. I was saying, okay, look. The Buccaneers will probably take Jameis Winston with the first overall pick. But in my opinion, they should take Marcus Mariota.
Idiot.
Because I think Mariota is the safer pick. Winston has just been in all sorts of trouble during his college career. And what makes you think that he's going to be able to stay out of trouble, especially early on, while he's in the NFL? With millions of dollars. Yeah, I'm not convinced. So what did the Tampa Bay Buccaneers do? Let's head down to Roger Goodell at the podium.
With the first pick in the 2015 NFL draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Jameis Winston.
You kidding me?
You have got to be kidding me.
You kidding me?
What a surprise! The Buccaneers decided to take Jameis Winston, first overall quarterback, Florida State. Despite all the red flags, despite all the warning signals, the Buccaneers still pulled the trigger. Aye, 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 Tampa Bay. Seriously, come on. I understand the kid has upside, okay? I do. But again, look at his track record. It's really astonishing, and not in a good way. Not in a good way at all. It's terrible, all the things that he's done. Now, I wanted to get to something here regarding Mr. Winston. Something that he did shortly after he was selected in this draft. On Instagram, Jameis took a picture of himself holding a plate full of crab legs. Now, some of you might be asking, okay, Wacky Willis, why is that an issue? Or why are you even bringing that up? First off, that means you probably didn't listen to my show a couple weeks ago. Shame on you.
Yeah.
But second of all, the reason that's an issue is because last year, Jameis stole crab legs from a grocery store. Yes, he stole crab legs. He ran out the door, and later on he said the reason why he did that was because he didn't have the money for them. And also that he was in a hurry.
You kidding me?
So he takes a picture of himself holding a plate full of crab legs and posts it on Instagram. Now, why would you do something like that? I mean, was it just his way of saying, hey, haters, look at me now. Remember this incident that I got scrutinized for? Yeah, look at this. How do you like me now? I'm the first overall pick, baby. Yes, yes, yes.
Wowzers.
I mean, is that what he was trying to do there? Was he trying to stick it to the man? Guys like me who's been calling him out continuously for months and months. I mean, seriously, come on, Jameis.
Come on, man.
You're the first overall pick in the draft.
Come on, man.
Show a little bit of class and professionalism, will ya? I mean, the Buccaneers had to call him literally and tell him,
Hey, Jameis, could you take that picture down you just posted on Instagram? Thank you so much.
I mean, and this happened literally like an hour, not even an hour after he got drafted.
What you talking about?
And the Buccaneers already had to call him and tell him, hey, don't do that. Yeah, that's your future franchise quarterback, Bucks fans. Enjoy him. Have fun.
Glad he's not on my team.
All right, moving on. Pick number two, the Tennessee Titans. Did they select their quarterback of the future in Marcus Mariota? Or did they go in a different direction? Commissioner Goodell, what do you say, boy?
The second pick in the 2015 NFL Draft, the Tennessee Titans select Marcus Mariota.
I'm sorry, Mr. Goodell. Did you just say Mariota? I think it's Mariota or Mariota, not Mariota.
You kidding me?
I mean, how many months did you have to prepare for this and go over each kid's name to make sure you pronounce it right? Okay, that's besides the point. The Titans select Marcus Mariota, or Mariota, if you're Roger Goodell, lol, with the second overall pick in the draft, quarterback out of Oregon. I agree wholeheartedly with this. Absolutely, I agree with this. Why wouldn't you agree with it? The Titans need a quarterback. I'm sorry, Zach Mettenberger, he just doesn't do it for me. He's a sixth-round pick last year. I think there's a reason he was a sixth-round pick. Yes, I understand that Tom Brady was once upon a time a sixth-round pick, and he ended up winning four Super Bowls. Okay, I get it. But Zach Mettenberger, I don't see four Super Bowls in his future. I just don't. I think this is a very safe pick. I definitely agree with this selection. All right, moving on. Pick number three, the Jacksonville Jaguars. They selected Florida edge rusher Dante Fowler Jr.
You kidding me?
Hey, just like I predicted in my mock draft. Remember, I had Dante Fowler Jr. going to the Jags in my mock draft. Wow. I actually do know a thing or two. Maybe. But very good pick by the Jags. Okay, they're trying to build that defense up. They need more pass rushers. Fowler Jr., probably the best pass rusher in this draft. Totally agree with that selection. Pick number four, the Oakland Raiders. Alabama wide receiver Amari Cooper. I personally had Kevin White slightly ahead of Cooper as far as the best receivers in this draft goes. But come on, Cooper, I think, is going to be a heck of a player. The Raiders, they give that young quarterback of theirs, Derek Carr, a fresh new playmaker. Hate to admit it, because I'm not a Raiders fan, but good job, Raiders. That was the right selection. Pick number five, kind of a surprise, the Washington Redskins. Brandon Scherff. I love saying that last name. Offensive lineman, Iowa. This pick surprised me. I really thought the Redskins were going to go defense here.
Come on, man.
But I cannot say that I disagree with this pick. I mean, sure, if he was the best offensive lineman rated in this draft by most experts,
for whatever that's worth,
zing, he can play tackle, probably better suited as a guard, but either way, he can come in right away and play for you. The Redskins, they need to protect Robert Griffin III desperately. So, not a bad pick, Skins. Pick number six, the New York Jets. I think they got a steal here. Matter of fact, I know they got a steal. Defensive lineman Leonard Williams, USC. I mean, this guy, in a lot of people's opinions, including mine, was the best player in this draft. Honestly,
well,
I think he was
sure
the best player
right
in this draft. And I had him going at pick number two to the Titans. And he slid to pick number six to the Jets. Hey, you know what? Can't really argue with it. Or wait a minute, can I? I'm going to be talking about this pick later on, so stay tuned for that, you know, if you want. Pick number seven, the Chicago Bears. Kevin White, wide receiver, West Virginia. Love it. Love Kevin White. Again, I thought he was the best receiver in this draft. He falls to the Bears at pick number seven. he will easily, well, maybe not easily, but he is the ideal replacement for Brandon Marshall, who went to the Jets. Love that pick. Pick number 8, the Atlanta Falcons. Vic Beasley, edge rusher, Clemson Tigers. Love it. Falcons defense has been horrible for a very long time. Beasley should help. Pick number 9, Eric Flowers, offensive tackle, Miami. He goes to the New York Giants. Yeah, you do have to give Eli Manning, excuse me, bravo, more time to throw the football. Pick number 10, the St. Louis Rams. Todd Gurley, running back, Georgia. This pick did surprise me a little bit. But the first running back is off the board at pick number 10. Pick number 11, the Minnesota Vikings. You know that Viking horn they always play at Vikings games? Never mind. They select cornerback Trey Waynes, Michigan State. The best covered corner in this draft, hands down. I talked about it last week. The Vikings, they play in the NFC North. Okay, they got Aaron Rodgers. They got Stafford. You got Megatron, you got Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb. I mean, you got some great quarterbacks, great receivers. You need somebody to cover these guys, okay? Trey Waynes, great pick, Vikings. Pick number 12, the Cleveland Brownies. Oh, we love the Brownies so much, don't we? This was their first of two first-round selections. They select Danny Shelton, defensive tackle, Washington. Brownies, I love this pick. I really do. However, I had you taking a receiver here. I thought it would have made a little bit more sense to take a receiver, but hey. Danny Shelton, probably the best interior defensive lineman in this draft class.
Idiot.
The Browns do need to get tougher. They do need to get more physical up the middle. Danny Shelton gives them a little bit of everything. I like that pick. Pick number 13, the New Orleans Aints. I mean, Saints.
What you talking about?
Andres Pete, offensive tackle, Stanford. Love the name, physical guy. Give Drew Brees more time to throw the football. Good pick, Saints. Pick number 14, as called by my buddy Jason Biggs. He wrote me a letter last week. He said the Dolphins were going to take Lavonte Parker, wide receiver out of Louisville. And that's exactly who the Dolphins selected. Jason, like I said, you know your team a lot better than I know your team. Good call, bud. Pick number 15. It was originally going to be the San Francisco 49ers pick, but lo and behold, my San Diego Chargers decide to trade up a couple of spots to pick number 15 to select running back Melvin Gordon, running back Wisconsin.
Wowzers.
Oh, don't you worry. I'll be talking more about this selection coming up in a few minutes from now.
You kidding me?
Pick number 16, the Houston Texans, cornerback Kevin Johnson, Wake Forest. Pick number 17, the San Francisco 49ers. This is where they selected. They took Eric Armstead, defensive end, Oregon. The 49ers, they've lost so many guys on defense, especially on the defensive line. Yeah, good pick. Pick number 18, the Kansas City Chiefs, they selected Marcus Peters, cornerback, Washington. Pick number 19, the Cleveland Brownies, yeah! Their second first-round pick of the draft. Who did they select? Did they go with the wide receiver? No. No, they did not. Center, Cameron Irving, Florida State. Kind of a shocker. But you know what? By far, Cameron Irving was the best center of this draft. You could probably even make an argument he was the best overall offensive lineman in this class, but I would personally say it's Brandon Scherff.
You kidding me?
But you know what? Great selection, Brownies. Okay, I think they hit a home run with both of these selections. And yes, I did just use a baseball analogy to talk about football, believe it or not. But I really do like both of these picks. They improved the interior of both sides of the ball on defense and on offense. And when you play in the AFC North, that's a good thing. Great job, Browns. Great job. All right, we're almost getting near the end here. Pick number 20, the Philadelphia Eagles. Nelson Aguilar, wide receiver, USC. Completely agree with this pick. Chip Kelly, the head coach of the Eagles, he traded away, or actually no. No, he just let Jeremy Maclin walk as a free agent. He went to Kansas City. He was their best receiver last year. They lost to Sean Jackson the year before that. Yeah, they need to add some receivers. Good pick, Eagles. Pick number 21, the Cincinnati Bengals. They selected Cedric Ogbihi. I know I just butchered that. Offensive tackle, Texas A&M. Good pick. Good pick. I said it last week. The Bengals need to improve that offensive line. Give Andy Dalton a better chance to not just make the playoffs, because we know he can make the playoffs, but actually win a playoff game. Maybe that will help him. Pick number 22, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Kentucky edge rusher Alvin Bud Dupree. Cannot believe that Dupree slid all the way to pick number 22. That is very hard to believe. I think this is a steal by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pick number 23, the Denver Donkeys. I mean, Broncos, excuse me. They originally were going to select at pick number 28. They trade up with the Detroit Lions, and they select probably the biggest surprise of the draft, Shane Ray, Missouri edge rusher.
You kidding me?
Shane Ray. We talked all about him last week. You know, that guy that likes to... Oh, man. Oh, not even once, brah. Yeah, you know, the guy that likes to smoke marijuana. He got arrested for it a couple of days before the draft. And I, including a lot of other people, thought that it potentially could knock him out of the first round of the draft. Apparently the Broncos didn't feel the same way. And isn't it ironic that Ray was selected by the Denver Broncos? In Colorado, you know, where they allow marijuana? They allow you to smoke that stuff, that dope?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying here. Interesting pick, to say the least, by the Denver Broncos. Moving on. Pick number 24, the Arizona Cardinals. DJ Humphreys, offensive tackle, Florida. Pick number 25, the Carolina Panthers. Shaq Thompson, Washington. He's an outside linebacker slash safety. Is that even legal in this part of the country? I have no idea.
Yeah.
Pick number 26, the Baltimore Ravens. Breshad Perriman, wide receiver, University of Central Florida. Love that pick. Love that pick. You got to give Joe Flacco some more weapons. Steve Smith is like 103.
Come on, man.
Lol, but kind of in a way, not really lol.
Come on, man.
They needed more help at wide receiver. Great pick. Pick number 27, the Dallas Cowboys. Byron Jones, cornerback, UConn. Pick number 28, the Detroit Lions. Duke offensive guard, Laken Tomlinson. Love that pick. I know guards don't usually get a whole lot of love, especially in the first round of the draft, but I love this pick, Detroit. Number 29, the Indianapolis Colts. Philip Dorsett, wide receiver, Miami. Pick number 30, the Green Bay Packers. Demarius Randall, DB from Arizona State. Pick number 31, the New Orleans Saints. Their second first-round selection. Stephon Anthony, inside linebacker, Clemson. Love it, Saints. Love it. You got to improve that defense. It has been really not so good. Say the least. Yeah, that defense has been very mediocre for a long time. This should help. And then the last pick of the first round of the 2015 NFL draft, the New England Patriots select Malcolm Brown, defensive tackle, Texas. Woo! There you have it. That is the complete first round. All the players that were selected in the first round of the 2015 NFL draft. There you have it, folks. Okay, I need another Powerade break. I'm sorry. I'm just dying here.
Yeah. Well, I'm just not sure about that right now.
Oh,
Like yes. A rainbow in the dark.
Oh, Powerade. And there's light. You've saved my life so many times.
All right. Now let's turn our attention to the best five picks of the first round, according to Wacky Willis.
Yeah.
Number five, the New England Patriots.
You kidding me?
Hate to admit it, because I'm not a Patriots fan. Not one bit. But I like their selection. Malcolm Brown, defensive lineman, Texas. I thought Malcolm Brown was going to be a middle of the first round selection. I actually had him going to my San Diego Chargers. So I thought very highly of him. I know a lot of other people did as well. I think this is a steal. And the Patriots, they need to get younger at defensive line. They really do. And not to mention, they lost Vince Wilfork, who's been there forever, their big nose tackle. So they need to get younger. They need to add more depth on the defensive line. I like that pick. Number four, the Atlanta Falcons at pick number eight with Vic Beasley, pass rusher from Clemson. I touched on it earlier. Love this pick. The Falcons, they desperately need somebody that can rush the quarterback. Beasley was one of the best in this class that can do that. You know, he's kind of a specialist in a way. He doesn't do a lot of things great, but he does one thing extremely well, and that is get after the quarterback. I love that pick.
Wowzers.
My third favorite pick of the first round, the Pittsburgh Steelers at pick number 22, selecting Alvin Bud Dupree out of Kentucky. A steal. Absolute steal. I had Dupree going in the top 15 of the draft. He falls to pick number 22. I think he's just going to be the perfect fit for the Pittsburgh Steelers in that 3-4 defense. Line him up outside. Just let him rush the quarterback. Wow, I think Pittsburgh's got an all-pro on their hands. My second favorite pick of the draft, again, hate to admit it, the Oakland Raiders at pick number 4, selecting Amari Cooper, wide receiver out of Alabama. The Raiders desperately, I mean, really, really needed another receiver. They don't really have anybody worth a darn. Sorry, Michael Crabtree. They needed to help out that young quarterback, Derek Carr. Cooper, what can I say? Great pick, Raiders. And my favorite pick of the first round, I kind of cheated because it's one team, but with two selections. And that's the Cleveland Brownies with their picks of Danny Shelton at pick number 12 and center Cameron Irving at selection 19. I love both of those selections. I think the Browns are the big winners of the first round of the 2015 NFL Draft. All right, now let's get to the top five picks that confused the hell out of me. The ones that kind of had me scratching my head a little bit to the point where I was getting a ball spot. Zong! Number five, the Panthers at 25 selecting Shaq Thompson, outside linebacker slash safety out of Washington. The only reason why this was a head scratcher to me, look, I'm not doubting this kid's abilities. Okay, I've seen him play. I've seen some tape on him. I mean, this kid is a freak of an athlete. Okay, I think he has a chance to be a really good player. The problem is, what position is he going to play? Because I look at him, and I think he's a little bit too small to play linebacker, but I'm not quite sure if he's fast enough to be a starting safety.
You kidding me?
So, is he just going to be like a specialty player where he plays a lot of special teams and he'll maybe come in on like third down situations to rush the passer? I mean, what exactly is he going to do? I don't really know. I really don't know what the Panthers are going to do with him. I like the player. I like the kid. I think Shaq has a chance to be a good player, but where? That's the problem. And was he worth taking in the first round?
Idiot.
We shall see. Number four, my San Diego Chargers. Like I mentioned, they traded up two spots to select Melvin Gordon, running back, Wisconsin. I don't dislike Melvin Gordon.
What you talking about?
I honestly like the kid a lot. Okay? And actually, if I had to choose between Gurley and Gordon, I mean, I did say that Gurley was the best running back in this class, but there's more risk involved with Todd Gurley. Wow, I cannot talk today. because he's coming off of a torn ACL. And there's been some durability issues. Melvin Gordon, there really hasn't been any questions about whether this kid can stay healthy. I mean, he has just been a playmaker. So I'm not hating on the Chargers selecting Melvin Gordon. I just didn't like the fact that they had to trade their fourth round pick in this year's draft and their fifth round pick in next year's draft just to move up two spots. So the Chargers only had five picks total in this draft. That's what I had a problem with. I don't have a problem with Melvin Gordon necessarily, although I did say last week, and I'll say it again, I thought this was a very deep running back class. I did not feel like the Chargers, or anybody for that matter, had to take a running back in the first round because there were so many guys you could take in the third, fourth, fifth rounds that could probably easily step on the field and start for you. That's how deep it was. But Gordon has a chance to be a whole lot better than those other guys. The Chargers obviously fell in love with him. They did what they had to do. They were worried that some other team was going to trade up to snag him away. So they did what they had to do. Okay, I understand it. I guess I'll accept it. Number three, the Jets at pick six, taking Leonard Williams, defensive lineman, USC. Okay, I know what you're thinking. Okay, Wacky Willis, you've been saying all along you think Leonard Williams is the best player in this class. Why do you have a problem with the Jets taking him? I don't necessarily have a problem with them taking him. But the thing is, the Jets already have a loaded defensive line. And I just thought they would be a lot better off taking a linebacker or even somebody in the secondary or a receiver. I just thought they could go in a lot of different directions. I don't hate the pick. I mean, look, you're getting probably the best player in the draft, but the Jets are already loaded at defensive line. So is there going to be enough room to have him play every down or on a consistent basis, especially as a rookie? I don't know. And if he doesn't play that much as a rookie, well, I don't know if I really agree with the pick. But we'll see. The second pick, the number two pick that kind of had me scratching my head, was the Rams at number 10 selecting Todd Gurley, running back, Georgia. This one, again, Gurley, in my opinion, the best back in this class, but a lot of risk involved. And I'm not sure if I like the fact that Gurley is going to the Rams, because who is the head coach of the St. Louis Rams? That's Jeff Fisher. And what does Jeff Fisher like to do? He likes to run the football. But he also has a tendency of running a running back into the ground. Okay? He did it with Eddie George when he was the head coach of the Titans/Oilers back in the day. He did it to Chris Johnson when he was with the Titans. Okay, so Jeff Fisher has a track record, a history of handing the ball off to his backs a lot every game. Like, we're talking 30, 35, 40 times a game. I mean, he literally runs them into the ground, and running backs already have a very short life in the NFL because they're always taking a pounding whenever they touch the ball or even when they don't touch the ball. So I'm a little concerned about Todd Gurley because, again, he's coming off the ACL surgery, and now he's going to a team with a head coach that loves to run the ball. So Todd Gurley, I hope you weren't expecting to play in the NFL for like 10 years because, yeah, that's probably not going to happen. All right, and the number one pick that confused me in the 2015 draft, in the first round anyway, pick number 23, the Denver Donkeys, selecting Shane Ray, defensive line, Missouri. Denver, look, did you really need to do this? Did you really need to trade up to get this kid? I don't think you needed to trade away your center, Manuel Ramirez, okay, and a fifth-round selection in next year's draft just to move up a few spots to grab this kid. I'm pretty sure you could have stayed at pick number 28 to draft this guy. I don't think anybody was going to take him in the first round. But Denver apparently loves him so much, even though he was smoking pot like two nights before his draft night, that they decided to select him. and move up to get him. Okay, but you know what? I just did not see enough from him on the field to make me believe that he is worth the risk. I think he's a great player, very talented, one of the top pass rushers in this class. But when you consider that he was smoking pot a couple days before the draft, and you know the NFL does not want any of their players smoking that dope, this is a red flag. This is kind of a concern. I mean, look, I'm not a Broncos fan, but wow. I mean, this could be potentially a major, major problem. But who knows? Maybe he'll straighten his life out, and I hope he does for his sake. Maybe he'll never smoke pot again. It will never be an issue, and he'll go on to have a great NFL career. And if he does, I'll be the first one to say, Denver, I was wrong, just like always. All right, so I asked my good buddy Juan Ruiz, who made an appearance on this show last week, what was his biggest surprise of the NFL draft? And this is what he had to say.
Hey, Wacky Willis. My biggest surprise was that the number one approved guy did not get number one draft status.
Zing! I believe he's talking about Marcus Mariota. Or Mariota. Or Mariota. Or Mariota. See what you've done, Roger Goodell?
Yeah.
I mean, you have totally thrown me off my game. Jesus. Gosh.
So you kidding me?
So embarrassing. Okay, so Juan was surprised that Mariota... God, I cannot say his name right now.
Idiot.
The quarterback out of Oregon, he was surprised that he didn't go first overall to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Juan, I can't say I was surprised. I'm not surprised, but Juan was apparently, so that's what he had to say. By the way, quick fun fact about Juan Ruiz, he's a professional cactus bodybuilder. Yes, you heard me correctly. He's a professional cactus bodybuilder, which means he actually lifts cacti. Not traditional weights. He lifts cactus. Okay? Just remember that. So the next time you want to call this guy out and say, this guy obviously knows absolutely nothing about football, just remember, the guy lifts cactus for a living.
I wouldn't mess with him.
All right.
2 months ago, I didn't know what the word dumbbell meant.
Here's some other bullet points that I wanted to get to before we wrap up the show tonight. Some surprises, some things that I felt were worth mentioning during the show and about the draft. Randy Gregory, another guy, got in trouble with drugs. Marijuana has been an issue with him. He slid completely out of the first round, just as I predicted, not to toot my own horn. He was selected 60th overall by the Dallas Cowboys in the second round. Brett Hundley, here's a guy last year, and he played at UCLA, okay? Here's a guy that if he would have entered the NFL draft last year, he would have been the first pick. He would have been selected first overall, or at the very least, he would have been selected in the first round. No question about it. He slid all the way to the fifth round. Selection number 147 to the Green Bay Packers.
Wowzers.
I mean, wow.
Wowzers.
You talk about a huge difference between 1 year to the next. He goes from being the first overall pick last year to getting selected in the fifth round. How does that happen? Well, he didn't have a very good senior year, and that's the problem with some of these guys that decide to go back to school for their senior years, is that they go out and they don't have that great of a year as anticipated and as expected, and then their draft stock falls completely down to the ground, and they lose out on millions and millions of dollars, and it's almost like we're punishing a kid for going back to school and finishing school. I mean, it kills me when I see something like this happen. I really honestly feel bad for Brett Hundley, but hopefully he'll make the most out of it. However, again, he was selected by the Packers. They have Aaron Rodgers. Looks like you're going to be a backup for a while, Brett. Sorry, man. Another pick that really surprised me was TJ Clemmings. Okay? This was the offensive tackle out of Pittsburgh. I had him going in the first round, and I know I wasn't alone.
Idiot.
Okay, I know that Mike, what's his name? Mike Mayock from NFL Network, he had this guy going in the first round as well. He didn't get selected until the 110th overall selection, which is the fourth round by the Minnesota Vikings. He slid all the way to the fourth round. And apparently it was because he's had some type of foot issues, and they're concerned that he's not going to have a very long NFL career. And this was something that I did not know until he was selected, but apparently Clemmings has only played offensive line for a couple of years. His first couple years at Pittsburgh, he was a defensive lineman. And then they converted him to a tackle. If
well,
I would have known that,
sure
then I would have said,
right,
maybe he doesn't go in the first round. Maybe more like third round. So I'm actually not really surprised now that I've learned more information about him that he slid to the fourth round. But at the same time, a guy like Mike Mayock says he's going to go in the first round, and he knew all this information. So now I don't feel that bad. I really don't. Should I feel badly about it? Now I got enough to worry about. All right. I don't have enough time to talk about this, but next week I will like to dive more into it. Lael Collins. Okay. I mean, what a bizarre story that was. Again, another guy that a lot of people, including myself, had going in the first round. Was he even selected in the draft? I will talk about this bizarre story during my show next week.
You kidding me?
All right. To wrap things up, it's time to get to some Twitter/Facebook feedback. Yes, people interacting with us on the social media outlets. I love it. So, I asked a question on both Twitter and Facebook. What is your biggest surprise of the first round of the NFL draft? And we got a response on Twitter from a guy named Tony Contreras, who lives in Southern California, and his Twitter handle is Ace of SoCal. And this is what he had to say. Quote, Mariota at number 2. The Titans will regret not taking the value of that pick. B-U-S-T, bust! End of quote. Wow. Tony, bringing the high heat, huh? So he thinks that Mariota is going to be a complete bust. And then I asked him the follow-up question. Okay, Big T, who do you think they should have taken? His response, quote, if they were to use the pick, I would say Williams. But I think trading down would have been an option and a good one. So he thinks the Titans should have selected Leonard Williams with the pick or just completely trade out of that pick. All right. Hey, you know what? I'm not going to disagree. I had the Titans selecting Leonard Williams. But not because I think Marcus Mariota is going to be a bust. I think he's actually going to be a pretty good quarterback. But I was just hearing, again, that a lot of people around Tennessee love Zach Mettenberger. They were calling him the poor man's Tom Brady. We've been talking about that for a couple weeks now. So I was starting to think, well, maybe they don't want to draft a quarterback, at least in the first round. Ace of SoCal, Big T, Tony Contreras, thank you so much for your input. We appreciate it. All right, wacky listener, that's going to wrap things up for this week. Thank you so much yet again. I honestly cannot thank you enough or show you enough appreciation for how I feel about you continuing to listen to my show. Or even if this is the first time you are checking us out, we appreciate it. Honestly, put her there. Put her there. I know you can't see my hand, but I'm holding it out right now to shake it. Okay, hold your hand out. Here, let me see it. Let me grab it. No, this isn't awkward. Don't worry. There we go. There we go. Oh, hit the microphone. Okay. Thank you so much. Honestly. Lord, but no, really. It does mean the world to us that you're taking some time out of your day to give me and College Primetime Radio a listen. I'll be back on next week. We will continue to recap the NFL draft. We will get to this Lael Collins story and some of the other things I may have missed. Again, thank you so much. I will talk to you next week. Enjoy the rest of your week and your weekend. Ta-ta!
You're not... Give me a... Bye.